bars and locked doors. It is about being alone when you are not really alone, and about being scared all the time. I think to get used to this, I will have to give up what I think is real and take up something else. I wish I could make sense of it. Maybe I could make my own movie. I could write it out and play it in my head. I could block out the scenes like we did in school. The film will be the story of my life. No, not my life, but of this experience. I'll write it down in the notebook they let me keep. I'll call it what the lady who was the prosecutor called me. Monster.
Hey, Nathan here. As we heard earlier, the narrator of this book, Steve, is in jail. He also says he's in the middle of his trial. The jail is one scary place. People screaming at night, no privacy, guys getting beaten up for no good reason, guards who don't care. His situation makes him want to cry, but he doesn't even feel safe doing that. Steve doesn't exactly sound like a hard-edged criminal. I wonder why he got locked up. I notice that Steve is trying to deal with all this by imagining that he's in a movie. It sounds like he knows something about movie making. He took a film class in school. Let's pick up at the top of page 7.